Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Harmonia takes a trip this week through Renaissance England, Italy, and Spain with the London-based ensemble circa 1500 and its director, Nancy Haddon. Music from the time of the Mary Rose, the courts of Mantua and Ferrara, the Spanish kingdoms, and the London streets are complemented by circa 1500's latest release of German motets entitled Sacred Concerti.
Schlager.
music of the German Baroque. Tobias Michael's vocal concerto Gott Schweige was performed by the ensemble circa 1500, directed by Nancy Haddon. Part of a new CRD label release entitled Sacred Concerti, circa 1500's program also includes music by Johann Hermann Schein and Heinrich Schütz. The ensemble circa 1500 was founded in the early 1980s by American flutist Nancy Haddon. She brought together a group of American and European musicians with the singular goal of performing music from the Renaissance. Nearly three decades later, the ensemble has produced an impressive discography of works from 16th century England, the Italian and Iberian peninsulas, and the early German Baroque. Their first recording, produced in 1984, was an auspicious beginning, to say the least. The program featured some of the most famous works from the Renaissance courts of Mantua and Ferrara.
Proprio natura. Thank you.
We heard music from the Italian Renaissance, two vocal pieces by Marco Cara, Mal un muta per effetto and Ahimè ch'io moro, as well as two anonymous ones, a calata for lute and a saltarello entitled El Marchese di Saluzzo, circa 1500 performed under the direction of Nancy Haddon. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music of the Renaissance with the ensemble circa 1500. The ensemble's director and founder, Nancy Haddon, is a scholar and performer on early transverse flutes, including flutes from the Renaissance, Baroque, and Classical periods. Her special focus on the Renaissance flute has garnered her recognition as an authority on its repertoire and playing techniques. Nancy also holds the distinction of having been the first to record an entire program of music devoted to the Renaissance flute, including solos as well as works for a consort of flutes. Entitled Flute Music of the 16th and 17th Centuries, her 1988 Hyperion release was acclaimed for its artistry and program innovation. But this was not the only recording Nancy Haddon was producing at the time. In the year preceding her solo release came circa 1500's second recording, centered on music from 16th century England, The Flower of All Ships, subtitled Tudor Court Music from the Time of the Mary Rose.
Thank you. Tears wept, and eyes reproved. She sung, adieu.
Tudor music from the time of the Mary Rose. Circa 1500, performed three songs with soprano Emily Van Evra. Nancy Haddon directed. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to Ensemble Circa 1500's recordings of music from the Italian, English, and Spanish Renaissance. Although recordings of music from early Spain and the New World are pretty accessible today, it wasn't necessarily the case two decades ago. The Ensemble's 1989 CRD label release, Music from the Spanish Kingdoms, had less company than one might encounter today. Its lively program of music from Renaissance Spain and Naples included works by some of the period's greatest composers, such as Juan de la Encina and Diego Ortiz. Thank you. Circa 1500 performed excerpts from their 1989 recording entitled Music from the Spanish Kingdoms, including a set of dances and two songs, Juan de la Encina's Más Vale Trocar and the anonymous Sagaleja de Casar. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the recordings of the Renaissance Ensemble circa 1500. The music of Tudor England has featured prominently in circa 1500's history. Their second recording to focus on its vast repertoire was called New Fashions, Cries and Ballads of London. The title says it all and includes many pieces that were popular in late 16th century London. Circa 1500 performs John Dowland's song Fine Necks for Ladies, a set of variations on Greensleeves, and a dance called Sellinger's Round. Nancy Haddon directs.
Fine necks for ladies, cheek was brave and new, good penny words that money cannot move. Penny in your brain that's full of flares with you, a beggar in my lady, believer of love. Though my way wears me trash, the heart is true, the heart is true, the heart is true, the heart is true. Gifts are guides and love for gifts again. My trifles come as treasures from my mind. It is a precious jewel to be plain. Sometimes in shells, the orchid's pearls we find. Of others take a sheaf, of me a grain.
This bank, these boys, this is as it looks, and by the stories.
We heard the anonymous dance for Broken Consort entitled Selinger's Round. Before that, a set of variations on Greensleeves and John Dowland's consort song Fine Knacks for Ladies. Nancy Haddon directed circa 1500. We'll stay with circa 1500 in this week's new release feature. The ensemble's latest offering on the CRD label is a program entitled Sacred Concerti, which includes German motets and instrumental works from the late Renaissance and early Baroque. The program centers on German works from Leipzig for voices and instruments that specifically include the rare appearance of transverse flute. Music by Johann Hermann Schein. His motet, Siehe, das ist mein Knecht, is performed by circa 1500 under the direction of Nancy Haddon.
Noch freudig sein. Wer wird nicht
Johann Hermann Schein's Siehe, das ist mein Knecht, circa 1500, performed in a new release on the CRD label. Nancy Haddon directed. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU at Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.